bring in our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefun.com. Again, that's daytradefun.com. And Jay, I have to start with a post that was put out by President Biden, obviously not by him, but by his staff. And I don't know if you knew this, Jay, but according to the president, inflation was 0% last month. 0%.
And you and I worried about anything.
I know.
I feel so much better now.
I know. And our economy grew by more than 5% last quarter. Now that part is correct. But 0%, that is just not how it works. I mean,
stats. Well, I guess when you do math, look, my high school math was always suspect, but stats are that you can twist, turn any way you want, but it doesn't affect the overall deep water impact of what those numbers reflect. And look, if you've got an approval rate of 40% in plummeting, I guess that's the kind of statement you'd have to come out with to try to make people feel like you're doing an okay job, which, of course, he is not.
Yeah, in inflation, it didn't increase in terms of, year over year, but it's correct, still growing over 3%. Things still cost more, 3% plus more than they did a year ago. It's just not that a year ago inflation was 3% and now it's at like 5%. I mean... I saw that post. I'm like, come on. I mean, there are whoppers, and then there are some that it's like, you're really insulting my intelligence with that kind of nonsense.
And insulting is the exact word that needs to be used, because you're talking about insulting the average American citizen. And, look, you and I can say 3%, 4%, even 5%. But some people are saying, Jay, some of the things I buy are a lot more than 5% than they were a year ago.
And yeah,
that's what's really impacting, the everyday American right now, is they, especially those who are on fixed income, the decisions that they have to make based on what they can afford to buy. And that is just, it's scary. It's unacceptable. And that's why when that type of stuff is made light of, I have an absolute fit.
Yeah,
because it's just not right.
No. All right, let's get to the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. He keeps saying rate cuts aren't coming. We've got others who keep saying, no, they're coming next year. This is something we've talked about, I think, almost every week for the past couple of weeks.
Well, beginning of the year, we had people saying rate hikes were going to be in place before the end of the year. Guess what? We're at the end of the year, and they've not happened. And now people are saying, not only are we going to have rate cuts next year, we're going to have massive rate cuts in March. And, I mean, I would love to just be a fly on the wall when Jerome Powell comes across, either accidentally or on purpose, all of these continual so-called experts that are saying something that's just completely in the opposite direction of what the Fed chair is saying with regards to, here's our goal. Nothing's going to change until we get at or near that goal. Mm-hmm. We're not at that goal, obviously, as far as the target that they have. And yet, every single time around, we have these headlines from so many people that are shoved into the mainstream media talking about these rate hikes, which you and I can kind of shrug our shoulders, smile, and say, yeah, right. But there's so many people that are saying, wow, if that's happening, let me go ahead and make decisions financially based on what is obviously going to happen.
Yeah, maybe I buy that expensive home now and just figure, oh, I can refinance in a year when rates start to come down. Those are the kinds of decisions people could make based off all this talk.
And they are. And that's the sad part is, I think I can hold on for 3 months. I think I can hold on for 4 months before my whole finances blow up. Well, what if it's another year and a half before those cuts start to come about? And I'm not saying that's how long it's going to take, but this was a gradual climb that we had as far as the interest rate hikes over an extended period of time. If we are going to be looking at cuts, then it's going to be gradual over an extended period of time. There's no way that the Fed is going to say things have worked pretty much as we had hoped, not as fast as we would have liked, but things have been very calculated and very deliberate. The idea that they would then take the approach of being reckless and massively cutting interest rates, no, it's a pipe dream. And it always makes me question the people that are writing these articles. Are they trying to influence the Fed because they're sending a message out there that simply is one I can't agree with, and I take exception to it because of the number of people that read those headlines and say, this is what I'm going to do now based on what all these experts are saying it's going to happen.
We're joined by our market and air travel expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefun.com. So, Jay, let's switch to an aviation story. This was the headline in the New York Times, drunk and asleep on the job, air traffic controllers pushed to the brink. And it really details the situation that we're seeing with that profession right now, that part of aviation, the aviation industry, air traffic controllers, it is a tough going right now for them.
Well, it is. And you can look at the form that was submitted to the FAA last month by the National Aerospace or Airspace System Safety Review Team. And I won't bore you with all 51 pages, but it goes on to say that we have a deficiency within the air traffic control network. And some people are saying, well, look, a number of years ago, the FAA decided as a way to become more inclusive to drastically lower the bar for credit was able to hire all 1,500 of their air traffic controllers. That was the goal for this year by September 1st. But a lot of people are saying, are we bringing people on board that simply aren't qualified to do the job as we try to become more diverse? And then you shift to the drastic number of near misses that we've had this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of those that can be directly attributed, at least from the initial review by the NTSB, that suggest air traffic controller error. And the thought is, have we lowered the entry requirements to a point that we are sacrificing safety as a result? And obviously only time will tell on that, but you know, hopefully the FAA is doing everything that they can to address this, both on the airline side when it's the crews that make the mistake, as well as air traffic control. And this is at a time when we have fewer airplanes flying than we had pre-pandemic. So the idea that we're seeing an increase in the number of these near misses is totally unacceptable because we have fewer flights and yet we have more near misses than we've had before, where two airplanes, we had one recently that were lined up to land on the same runway, and the American Airlines crew had to beg the air traffic controller saying, we've got a plane 500 feet above us trying to land on the same runway, get rid of them, again, due to an air traffic controller error.
And Dana, you came across a really interesting TikTok account.
I did. So on TikTok, there's an account that has a whole bunch of clips from air traffic control. And at first I thought it must be fake because they're so outrageous, but I think it's legit. So here's one where it sounds like it was actually the pilot's fault. Listen to this.
We realized you just landed that plane with two vehicles on the runway. You never called for clearance at all, sir.
Yeah, we're making our calls. We're trying to figure out if the frequency's not working on our plane here.
Well, you know what? Sunwing just landed. Everything where the frequencies are perfect. So, but you just landed with two vehicles on the runway. That could have been catastrophic. This will be reported.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do our reports too. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I just wonder why you'd land an airplane if you weren't 100% sure that the runway was clear.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. It's scary.
I know. The pilot was just like, yeah, all right. Yeah, fine, report us.
It's cool. What the hell is that, Jack?
I'm in a hurry to get home. Don't mess with specifics. We landed the plane. Everything's okay. Look, there's some pilots, and look, I've spent decades working with them and have several as friends. I don't want to say they have a God complex, but some do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. But look, you have air traffic controllers that have that same attitude.
Right.
And it's always fun when the two of them meet and it's caught, recorded, and released. But you can go shop through YouTube and you can see in that search some of these most, you know, ridiculously sounding back and forth between, you know, the crew and the flight and the air traffic controllers that are obviously not getting along. It happens every day. And a few of those surface. And obviously, if all of them were put out there, you would get the impression that, my gosh, the
right.
I spent a lot of time on this TikTok. I mean, that was just one that I grabbed real quick, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never flying again.
Dana, they're sent to me on a regular basis. And, you know, it's like unruly passengers. When you look at the fact that every day we have 2.3 million people, whatever, flying a day.
Yeah.
Just here in the States, you can count on at least a few of them acting up.
Right.
But does that mean that we've got a rampant number of what? No, we've got tens of thousands of flight operations, and they operate smoothly. But therein lies the problem. When you have gone as far as we've gone, absent of any disaster, people get complacent.
Yeah,
and unfortunately,
exactly.
That's human nature. And we really have to stay on top of it to make sure that we can avoid at any cost any sort of near miss or, dear God, any sort of accident that could happen that is completely avoidable.
Our air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. Again, make sure you check him out online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, it's great to talk to you this morning. Thanks so much for coming back on. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, the pleasure is mine, and have a great day.
All right, you as well.